Quiet Mind, Day 62, Beyond Parenting. Children need your presence more than your perfection. If you have young kids, of course you want to guide them, protect them, help them make good choices. That's part of the job. But perhaps even more important than doing all those things is not doing. More specifically, not owning them. Your children came through you, but they are not yours. They are not your project, your legacy, or your second chance at life. They're people, real ones, with their own paths to walk, paths that at times will look like mistakes to you. Let them stumble, let them learn. That's hard, I know. But trying to shield them from all pain is not love, it's fear. Pain and mistakes, even the painful mistakes, are part of what helps them grow into who they are meant to be. And that suffering, uncomfortable as it is often the very thing that cracks the ego and lets light get in. You can't evolve without it. No child grows deep roots in a soil where nothing ever hurts. The ego says, I shouldn't have to suffer, and then says it again about your child. They shouldn't suffer either. But that belief, more than the suffering itself, is what really hurts. True transformation doesn't come from resisting suffering. It comes from accepting it, consciously. When you do that, something burns away, and what's left is presence, clarity, love. But let's talk about that other thing we parents do, always doing. Helping with homework, rushing to practices, doling out discipline, checking core lists, planning everything. It's necessary, but it's not enough. Kids don't just need your time, they need you, your presence, your attention, and there's a huge difference between giving attention and giving presence. The first is based on doing. The second is about being fully with your child in a moment without needing to change it. That's where the connection lives. Formless attention, still, alert presence is how you bring being into parenting. When you're helping them tie a shoe, reading a story, or just listening to how their day went, and you're really there, not distracted or already thinking of what's next, that's when your child feels truly seen. Not as your project, as a person, and that recognition, that's love. We often mistake parenting for authority. I'm bigger, smarter, I know better. And sure, in the human sense, you are much more capable. But that's not the full picture. That's just the surface. If all you bring is your superior form, your size, strength, knowledge, you create an unconscious imbalance. You act superior, and they feel inferior. And even though you may love them deeply, they don't feel truly loved, because true love happens not in the human dimension, but in the being you share. To love your child is to see yourself in them, not in the mirror, image sense, but in the spiritual sense. The I am in you, recognizing the I am in them. That's the recognition every child, and really every person, aches for. Not praise, not correction, not even affection, but to be seen. Not for what they do, but for who they are. So yes, teach them right from wrong, help them brush their teeth, drive them to practice, but don't forget to be with them, to show up as the presence behind the doing. Because presence is what makes love feel real. And yes, this applies far beyond parenting. In every relationship, what people long for most is not your effort, it's your presence.